Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about the top four free CRM for web designers.
Yes. Now, this is something that most web designers don't do. Most web designers, at least that I know, don't use any type of CRM. And you kind of just, you know, as leads come in, referrals come in, that sort of thing, you just kind of manage them yourself. But as you grow your business, it becomes increasingly hard to do that and to have stuff not slip through. And all of a sudden you realize that this lead that was, you know, really close to closing and was ready to start a web project, you haven't emailed in a week and a half. And so using a CRM can help you stay organized and stay on top of your pipeline, so to speak. And so, yeah, these tools are going to help with that.
I couldn't agree more. So here are our four top choices. We're not going to dive into special features. You can check them out. But I will say that they are free, so there's no harm in going and trying them. They all have pros and cons and benefits, but for the most part, they're very similar and stuff. It just depends on what you like best. So first one on our list is Zoho CRM. It's a very popular CRM.
Yeah, and one thing I will say, David, I know you said we're not going to dive into each one. Zoho, I've used quite extensively because a job that I had years ago used it, and I like it a lot, and it's really easy, and it just makes sense, and it's simple and clean interface, so I definitely recommend it. The next one on the list is HubSpot CRM. HubSpot is famous for their inbound marketing system, which is very expensive, but their CRM is free, feature-rich. Lots of great tools there.
It's so they can market to you, Tim, to come on over to their inbound marketing features.
Exactly.
Next on our list is Fresh Sales. I'm not too familiar with this one, but we did preview the last two. Tim and I have never used the last two, but they seemed very similar to Zoho and HubSpot, and they're free. So check it out. That's Fresh Sales.
Yeah, and the last one is Really Simple Systems, and this one is really popular. You may have heard of it before, but as David mentioned, yeah, they all have similar features, and so I think it kind of comes down to which one kind of fits your business and kind of makes sense to the way that you think and the way that you your workflow, and then try them out because they're all free, so it doesn't hurt to look at all of them.
Tomorrow we've got another great episode: 5 things you should not do in a WordPress Facebook group. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.